Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On a Monday, rolling along. You roll around too. That's normally Tuesdays. Rolling along on a Monday morning. Rain or no rain. That's the game we play every day moving forward for the next month. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. NFL draft has completed. It is over. I don't know what you guys are doing Saturday, but I was not locked into the draft.
I was until Shador was picked. I couldn't turn away. I'm not going to lie. I was like captivated by seeing where this guy was going to go. And I think a lot of people were. I felt a lot of people were kind of paying attention to what was going on with Shador Sanders. The NFL's like, thank God he kept falling. People kept paying attention on a day where really nobody watches the draft, you know?
Everybody that drafted before him got their moment ruined because it was like, this kid's going out of UCLA to the whoever NFL team. And Shador Sanders is still there on the clock, and I can't believe it. And finally, I think Reese Davis had enough.
The key, Mel, is not... it's not putting a value judgment on whether those who passed right or wrong. They did.
Yep.
So now, whenever you're in circumstances in life, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, whether they're fair or whether they're unfair, you might have to deal with them.
That's
and
right.
Now Shador Sanders has to deal with
every
it. And for whatever reason, whether he played a minute microscopic percentage, 0%, or it's a legitimate criticism of the way he conducted himself during the draft process, this was the result.
Yeah.
Now he has an opportunity to answer it. I think yelling at the NFL about it is not
right. There's not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was the second round pick.
Tom Brady was not happy.
They dropped. How'd they turn out?
Nobody's arguing that can happen.
The NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless.
All that.
No idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterbacks? They don't.
Mm. So that would be the definition, Mr. Fesco, of standing on business for one Mel Kiper. And Reese Davis, I think, said exactly what I feel like we echoed on Friday morning when he didn't go in the first round. It's like, hey, you know, we were still off. I thought he was going to be the first pick in the second round going to Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns were the team that everyone thought was going to draft him with the second pick overall. They ended up taking him in the fifth round. Fortunately or unfortunately, for however you enjoy the draft, whether it's drama, whether it's seeing your team build itself for a new run, whether it's fixing, you know, holes in your, you know, roster with new guys from, you know, that have a high upside. This was, unfortunately for a lot, this was the story Thursday all the way until Sunday morning, until obviously Bill Belichick breaks the CBS Morning News video. But look, I'm with Reese Davis. I was with Reese Davis on Friday morning when it was like, hey, you know, your entire college career, probably your entire junior high, you know, career and your entire life, you've probably been this arrogant, you know, guy, and it showed, and it's been portrayed that way. And you got to the real world and you were passed by very, 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 very many teams. And it didn't seem like it really affected him in a way that like a lot of people may have wanted it to.
Because it seemed like it affected Kuiper more than it did Shador.
Right. And I don't know if that was just because, and that was weird, like the Kuiper situation, because it was like, look, dude, like, yeah, you don't have a life outside of, you know, watching players and being on the draft and all these sort of things. Like, we get that. That's like your, you know, that's your gimmick. You've leaned into it. But to say that the NFL has been getting it wrong for 50 years, so have you. Like, yep. You don't get it right either. You're not the end-all, be-all of the football world. And this is something that, like, is, you know, polarizing, you would hope, for a guy like Shador Sanders from getting prank called, which I still don't think is cool. We'll talk about that as well. I think that's kind of a low blow, whatever, in that moment. I think it's okay to prank call somebody on a Friday night on, like, May 15th, and it's like, hey, is your refrigerator running?
Right.
You know, whatever. But, like, on a draft day, and obviously other players got affected as well, but, like, getting drafted by Cleveland, probably not your highlight of a team. Getting drafted in the fifth round, watching guys that you think that you're like miles ahead of get drafted ahead of you. Like, maybe this is something that can, like, you know, turn your life around, as like you had talked about the other day. Like, is there an athlete that used to be a heel that like now you see yourself rooting for? Maybe we're here in 5 years and you're like, you know what? Shador slipped in the fifth round. He's been the starter for Cleveland for 3 years. He's been a Pro Bowler. He's gotten to the playoffs. I'm just spitballing here. Or, you know, we see what we see a lot of times with, like, what is it that you always mention? The prince that bears no clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
yeah,
is right. The definition of that. Like, you have spent, you know, here's some flashy
with
stuff.
No clothes. Yeah.
And now you're naked and everybody sees you for who you are. And it's like, not only now are you in the NFL, but like other people on other rosters know who you are, and it's, they're going to welcome you to the league. And are you going to take all of this and embody it into a, you know, maybe there is a lot of talent there that we haven't really seen yet. And maybe like being mature and learning this in a humble route will do that. But unfortunately, maybe fortunately for some, this was the entire story of the draft. This was the entire look in from Kuiper to Falling to Sanders to Deion to Travis Hunter to everything. It was all about Shador Sanders. So in a roundabout way, you kind of got what you wanted, but you also didn't get what you wanted.
Well, the NFL got what they wanted. They wanted Shador getting drafted on round three because it's great for TV ratings. It keeps people involved. It keeps people intrigued. As soon as Shador Sanders was picked, I turned off the TV and went about my day. I wanted to see, you know, where this guy was going to go.
Because that was around, what, like noon on Saturday?
Yeah, about noon. Yeah, right there around that, okay. Around that part of time. And so you still had the rest of the day to do, but the weather this weekend stunk out loud. It was bad. Shador Sanders. Humbling sometimes is the best thing that can happen to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And if Shador Sanders didn't get humbled by this entire process, then he's probably going to be a failure in the NFL, right? And I think what we saw here is the teams had a different way of viewing the players than the media does. And we kind of talked about this on Friday. People talk about, oh, all these big boards and all this. It's all put out by media types. It's all put out by people who either work for the NFL Network or ESPN or CBS Sports or whatever. And we all look at these like these are the way that people are evaluating talent. Well, that's the way the media people are evaluating talent. It doesn't mean that's the way that the NFL people are evaluating talent. And to see the stories that are coming out now about Shador Sanders and the way that he handled the interview processing, my God, Brian Daboll wouldn't even mention the guy when they asked about him. That tells you a lot right there. He's like, I don't even want to talk about him. Their story came out that he was, you know, at meetings and listening to music while he was talking to coaches. You know, that stuff's not going to fly in the NFL. The, you know, partying after the draft, after being picked as a fifth round pick, like he had just arrived on the scene, like that kind of stuff's not going to fly. I think he may be in for a little bit of a rude awakening when he gets to the NFL that he's been the guy at high school, at college, at Jackson State, at Colorado. He's been the guy basically, you know, that we've talked about from a college standpoint for the last 2 years. He's part of the reason I got back in to college football. But now he's a fifth round draft pick for the Cleveland Browns. He's probably at least, I don't know, third on that depth chart right now when we get to that quarterback room in Cleveland, maybe fourth on that depth chart. So he's going to have to go out there and he's going to have to work it. He's going to have to prove to everybody that he's not this guy that does come in with the baggage. And it's all up to him now, whether or not he achieves success in the NFL. A lot of it is on the coaches, but a lot of it is on him as well to kind of say, all right, I've got a fresh new start. I'm just a guy now. I'm a fifth round draft pick. I'm nobody special. Embrace that and grow and become a great teammate, become a great leader, and in turn become a great quarterback in the NFL. It's all up to him. at this point in time. But, you know, watching him slip and watching him fall, and it was very compelling for me. It was something that I thought, man, I'm going to continue to watch this and continue to see how Mel Kiper is going to react. Because I've never seen somebody in any walk of life in the media like that take something so personal like Mel Kiper was doing, and then say for 50 years the NFL got it wrong drafting quarterbacks, when in 2017 his top five quarterbacks were, in order, Mitchell Trubisky, DeShone Kizer, DeShone Watson, Luke Falk, whoever the hell that is, and Patrick Mahomes. He had him as the fifth best quarterback. So while he's ripping the NFL for misevaluating quarterbacks, which they do, Mel, there's also a lot of receipts on the way that you've evaluated talent over the years. And if you're going to stick your neck out there, you had better be sure that you had nailed all of these drafts and all of these quarterbacks for the last 30 years that you've been doing the draft stuff, because the 2017 draft would say you're no better, in fact, maybe worse than the NFL teams that were evaluating talent.
Yeah, he was, as they say, glazing Shedeur Sanders.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like it.
It's like he had a prop bet or something. I do think he's better than a fifth round draft pick, though. I don't know if he's a
I don't know.
Now, I do think that, like,
talent wise, yes. Full package, maybe not.
Yeah, because, like, that's why Reese Davis was going in so hard on Mel Kiper. It's like, maybe these GMs did see something in interviews. Maybe they did. Maybe these reports that we're getting from anonymous people are anonymous because it's privacy and it's also respectful.
Right.
And two, like, maybe they are right. Maybe he was a complete Richard in their interviews. Like, nah, I don't need to worry about that. I know how to do that. It's like, okay.
Right.
Like, that's not somebody that I want in my war room. That's not somebody that I want to bring in my locker room and be like, hey, guys, this is our leader of the future. Like, you guys want to get behind this? Like, I'm not getting behind that guy. Like, not a chance. Like, he has no accolades. He has no credentials to let me believe that, you know, this guy can lead a team. Like, he hasn't shown that in college, but he carries it like you would think that Shedeur coming out of college was two-time bowl winner, you know, well above 500, you know, got his number retired, whatever it is, and all this sort of stuff is, you know, with all the, like, thinking maybe he's coming out of college like he's Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that is true. And he sold himself as that. Well, guess what? These guys know how business works in the NFL. They know when they can see through something. It's like the scene from The Dark Knight when that Mr. Chow guy's on the TV and the Joker's like, I know a squealer.
Right,
and
right.
That's one right there. Like that, you can just... They can see that. They've been through the war rooms. They've been through the draft rooms. They can tell these things. And when these things came out, it was evidently obvious that it wasn't just one team or two teams. It was the entire league
right. That
was doing this. And multiple teams had opportunities. Multiple teams that he was linked to. Pittsburgh, New
Every
Orleans.
Team had five chances to right. Draft this guy, basically, right?
And now the ball's in your court, whether mm-hmm. you like it or not. And you can either take this and grow with it, or you can take this and completely crumble. But I will say, because the ratings numbers came out, I would say a lot of the high ratings for the NFL draft had to do with what you just talked about.
Like, yeah.
You of all people are watching the NFL draft. And I'm not taking a shot.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I would assume that you have many other things you could possibly do in your Fesco world other than watching the draft on Saturday.
My wife was captivated by it, too. She wanted to know where Shedeur Sanders was going to go.
And it kept you locked in.
It did, yeah.
Because they had their second highest ratings ever.
Yeah, it did. It kept me locked in because I wanted to see what was going to happen. Now, as soon as he was gone, it was over. But that's the way sports is. I mean, you give us something compelling, something that matters, some player out there that's polarizing like Shedeur Sanders is, you're going to pay attention to it. And so that was great. And I don't know what he's going to be like in the NFL. I think he's got good talent, but does he have the ability to be an NFL quarterback and to be a leader of a franchise and to be a guy who now has been humbled and can respond from that? Or is he going to be a guy who just doesn't respond for it or worse off, either doesn't understand that he's just been humbled? And that's the biggest problem and concern that I have right now with Shedeur Sanders. Does he realize he's just been humbled by the rest of the NFL? Or is he one of these guys that thinks he just got screwed and he's still better than everybody else? Because the Brian Daboll story and some of the stuff on that, like, they asked him to, you know, break down a play essentially, and he wasn't prepared. He didn't do it. He basically scoffed at them and you know, snubbed them basically, you know, and didn't do what they asked him to do. Like, you can't do that in the NFL, right? You can't just rely on your talent in the NFL. You have to understand how to play the position, where everybody's going to be on the field, how to audible at it. Like, it's a big deal to be a quarterback in the NFL. And if you're not willing to put in that work in the pre-draft stuff, are you willing to put in that extra work when it matters on a Tuesday night when nobody's watching and on a Wednesday afternoon and all this kind of stuff? Are you willing to put in that extra work? And I think by the way that he was drafted and the way that he fell, every single team in this league has major doubts about Shedeur Sanders being the quarterback for their NFL squad.
And ironically, he goes to the Cleveland
Browns. And he goes to the Cleveland Browns, right? Which is like a bad situation in and of itself. And I think everybody could tell by the way that the GM was acting after that pick. Did the owner make that pick? Like, did the owner come in and make that pick for the Cleveland Browns? Because it sure felt that way, looking at the coach and the general manager basically showing no emotion when they announced Shedeur Sanders as the pick for the Cleveland Browns.
Looked like everybody was clapping for a golfer at that point. Mm-hmm. They got a nice shot.
Right.
There are further signs, according to the Awful Announcing article, that the NFL drafted extremely well on television following a first-day Thursday average of 13.6 million viewers mm-hmm. across ESPN and NFL Network, Saturday being the most, or Friday, being the second most watched day two on record, averaging 7.3 million viewers on Friday, which was rounds two and three. Now, obviously, if you were a Chiefs fan, you were locked in. That's when they kind of made their team.
Right.
Right. Did what they had to do for the future of their franchise. Plus, you had more drama with what we've just been
Shedeur
talking about.
Shedeur Sanders still on the second day. Yeah.
But it's interesting because we were talking about, you know, the Masters and the NFL draft. The Masters had an average of 12.7 viewership, 13.6 for the NFL. The Masters peaked at 19.1 when Rory was doing his, final few holes in the playoffs, 19.1. So I think we can say that they're about even when it comes to viewership.
I think if you give somebody a moment, like what if that moment isn't as big, if it's not Rory, if it's somebody you never heard of, it probably doesn't garner that kind of number, just like the NFL draft doesn't get that kind of number. Shedeur Sanders isn't slipping. People like personalities. They like people they know. They like drama and all that kind of stuff. And Rory doing his thing, winning the Grand Slam, that was compelling, man.
Right.
That was very, very compelling that day. So people were tuned in because there was so much at stake. Just like for the NFL draft. If Shedeur Sanders is taken on the first night, probably not getting to the TV on Friday or Saturday. You just aren't, right? But you're there because you're like, wow, where's this kid going to go and whatnot? And you're kind of intrigued by all of that. I think golf and with the Masters, and it's the Masters too. It's the biggest tournament of the year. It had a great storyline too, a great compelling storyline on the last day. Same with the NFL draft. Great compelling storyline. That's what brings people to the table, like your NBA stuff. You guys watch that basketball crap. The Lakers down 3-1. That's great. That's going to bring people to the table to see if LeBron can stave off elimination or whatnot.
Second year in a row, he's been down 3-1.
Now, if they end up losing this series, bye-bye NBA ratings. So they got to fix the game to make sure that LeBron and the Lakers, win this series somehow, some way, and move on. Because if they don't, a lot of people are not going to pay attention because LeBron is compelling. You want to see what he's going to do. And as much as everybody says Anthony Edwards is the next face of the NBA, it's still not LeBron James. People aren't going to pay attention. People don't care. They want to see LeBron. LeBron gets bounced in the first round. Bye-bye NBA ratings.
I think you're wrong, but that's okay.
Because the Knicks had people talking yesterday.
A little bit. Celtics Magic was the highest game one. Celtics Magic was the highest game one viewed by far, over 6 million people.
Boston's a big story, though, too.
Yeah,
I mean, the Celtics are a national team,
Knicks,
right?
You've got the Boston Celtics.
Can we get the
Anthony
Knicks
Edwards
and Celtics in the NBA finals? Can we, just move the Knicks to the West or something like that?
But can they play in the Eastern Conference finals?
No.
No, they'll play next round.
Next round.
Okay, yeah.
And that will be a huge number if both teams are able to stave off elimination or whatever you want to say. I know they're both up 3-1, but still.
Will that get the blinds open?
Maybe.
I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no.
Game three in the Garden?
Saying there's a chance.
Which Garden?
Not the TD, the actual Garden.
The actual Garden? Hey. What's the series tied at?
1-1.
Game three?
Yeah. In New York, Celtics coming to town.
I watched that one from 5.6 seconds in the first quarter to 1.2 seconds in the first quarter. I gave it a shot.
That's true.
Baby steps, right?
I gave it a shot. Are the Royals playing? Is there a baseball game on anywhere? Literally,
spring training, something.
Spring training rerun or the NBA?
Is that your overreaction this week on a Monday?
No.
Okay.
No. My overreaction on a Monday comes to all the people overreacting over the prank call. I've seen things I'm going to take the other side of this. I've seen Spector want the coaches fired. I've seen people want this kid jailed. Was it the right thing to do? No. Is he 21 years old and in college? And have we all done stupid things? Yes. Have we all done things dumber and worse than this? Absolutely. The overreaction to what's his name? Jax DeVault or something. What's his name? The butcher. Jack's the baker.
I know. No.
Well, the Ulbrich, right?
Ulbrich. Yeah, Jeff Ulbrich.
Jeff Ulbrich. Jeff Ulbrich. Aaron Rodgers guy from New York,
yes,
right? Yeah, Jeff Ulbrich. He's just been through the Aaron Rodgers situation. His son stole the number, if you will, off the iPad, however it happened. The overreaction to what people want to see happen to this kid and to this father, it's a bit much for me. So my overreaction is actually an underreaction to the overreaction that everybody had to this prank call. Should he have done it? Absolutely not. Should the father be fired because of it? No, but the father should definitely discipline that kid for the way that he behaved and all of that. And I'll tell you, if that was my kid, we'd be having a conversation right about now. But firing the dad because of that, that's just a ridiculous, ridiculous comment by Steven Spector.
I'm not as far away from it as you might think. I mean, if you're able to, if your 21-year-old son is able to, get into the files that easy and you're that irresponsible, then I don't know if I trust you as a defensive coordinator of my team. Because that means anybody can get a hold of our information. I mean, if your son and you're just taking a shower and there's a file that says players, numbers of draft, I mean, maybe make it a little bit different, you know? Maybe make it,
NFL prospect number list.
Please don't open. Come on now. My overreaction, I think the Royals have the best starting rotation in baseball, at least in the American League. I'll say the American League.
Okay.
But not baseball. I mean,
yeah, that's tough.
That rotation in any rotation in the NL West is good. But no, the Royals, their starting rotation. Lugo looks like, where's that texture? You want Lugo gone? Man had a hose on Saturday night, right? Or Friday night. Reagan's, I think, is going to be fine. Chris Bubich had a rough outing yesterday, but I mean, not every start can he go out there and pitch 7-8 shutout ball. Jordan Alvarez, bigger man of the dish yesterday. But I think that rotation that the Royals have is enough. Now, the bats got to come, right? We got to get that. But look, did exactly what you want to do. They're just fine. The Royals are just fine. They're 14-15. They're 4.5 out of first. They're 1.5 out of a wild card. I know it's only April, but look, the season's in full force. You're almost 30 games in. 29 games in, they went and lost 6 in a row. Then they won 6 in a row. Completely, nipped that whole losing streak in the bud. And now all of a sudden, you're looking at yourself getting a day off, going into Tampa Bay. Take 2 out of 3. Continue to stay above 500. You play 500 ball and you get that all the way to July. You're going to be just fine. And we're not going to be worried about a Patrick Mahomes just throwing passes to, that guy named Royals. And is he wearing 85?
He better be wearing 85, man. That's a marketing opportunity if that Royals kid does not wear 85. I'm excited about him. I can't wait to talk to Binkley about him. I know you're excited about him, too.
Yeah.
That dude can fly,
he's
man.
Fast.
He's going to be great. Everybody said he was the what was the word I'm looking
steal
for?
The
steal
draft.
Of the draft. Yeah,
steal
he was
draft.
So underdrafted and whatnot. Like, I'm excited about him and the running back in round 7. Let's go.
Go, Bink.
Utah State, 4.43, 40s. What are you rating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some speed. You got some fun. You got. I saw a Debo Samuel comparison to this guy.
I'm okay with that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
little running, little catching, little doing a lot of things. Like, let's go.
Andy Reid salivating.
And wear number 85,
please.
Dude. You've got to wear 85. You can't wear 15. That's taken. But if you wear 85, let's go, man. You're going to sell a lot of jerseys if that guy's Royals 85, right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.